Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
There's only so many different ways you can paint the wall black, and then you have to start using color. And I think with Delirium, we use all the colors. Frontline and Puppy, it's black and white, you know, there's no room to, and, you know, if you want to be a creative artist, I think sooner or later you have to use different colors, and so I think Delirium is really that, you know? It went from Skinny Puppy to Frontline Assembly to Delirium now, and we're kind of trying to make it, you know, like a band now. This is our first European tour ever, and Christy was one of the main motivators to get us out there, and she was the one that sang on the first few singles that we've had success with. And so we did a North American tour, and now we're doing like just a 10 show showcase across Europe just to see if anybody even knows who we are. Live band, you know, like a lot of industrial music is all like, you know, recorded, and there's just some guys screaming, and it gets very boring, but we have a great live band.
It's Ash Sood on drums, who is Sarah McLachlan's drummer and husband, and on bass is Mike Horatska, who's an international DJ and also co-producing my album, and Sean Ashby, who also plays in Sarah McLachlan's band, will be playing guitar. Of course, Bill Lieb, songwriter and creator, will be playing keyboards. And I'm Christy Thirsk, and I'm going to be doing the lead vocals.
To me, it's a kind of a new experience to have a real live band behind you, and it has much more feel to it. And so I feel like I'm learning and growing as a musician as well, you know. We'll be right back.
you know, every record is so different, but I mean, there's always electronic elements and a lot, you know, some world elements, I find. And then, you know, sometimes it crosses over into like dream pop, you know, always very pretty sounding vocals and good melodies. And it's a wide variety, but it would definitely be in the electronic category.
You know, it just crosses all the boundaries. You know, it has world music in it. It's electronic, you know. We've done extremely well in the world of trance and dance remixes. I don't know if rave people will come out to see the show, but at the same time, we get just as much club play there. So that's why to me it makes it in some ways more interesting, because when we see an audience, we get some of our old fans, we get people that know nothing about frontline or industrial music. And so in some ways it makes it even more interesting for me, because it's a lot less predictable. And I don't know, you know, it's just it has a whole new angle to what we're doing and stuff, and it's also kind of fun just to be in a whole different element and have somebody else sing and do things, you know. So so far so good.
And you see, like, you know, grandfathers and, you know, younger children and, you know, mothers and teenagers, and so many different types of people seem to like it, that it's got a wide potential.
I mean, I haven't seen any grandfathers come on to our shows.
We're Delirium, and we're here for you for the first time. Thank you so much.
You know, we've used, you know, guitars, drums, Eastern instruments, different singers, opera singers, and I just think it makes for a big, well-rounded musical journey that, you know, as an artist, you feel lucky to be part of, and strikes everybody in a different way. You know, I think not two people will ever react the same way to something like this, and so it, as far as it keeps growing and being interesting, then we'll just keep doing it, you know?
Hey.
if you listen to a lot of the lyrics of that the singers do, including myself, like, the melodies might sound very pretty and melodic, but a lot of times the lyrics are dark, you know, in opposition to that.
It started as a kind of a dark ambient project, but then one day Christy showed up and sang on a song, and all of a sudden every radio station started playing it, and then we went, hey, there's a whole new world out there for us.
I think I was the first person to ever put vocals on a Delirium album, right?
Yes.
I was in a band called the Rose Chronicles, and we were signed to the same label. And one of the A&R guys at the record company said, well, you know, you should go down and listen to Christy sing. She might be right. And so I think you guys came to one of our gigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And heard me sing.
How did you like her? At first glance.
Be honest.
We weren't used to, like, you got to remember the background. We're coming from, you know, Skinny Puppy, yeah, and gloom and doom and destruction. And all of a sudden, I hear this, you know, angelic, high voice soaring above. And I'm thinking, like, you know, it's a huge change for everybody. And yeah, but we loved it. And we had we didn't have any expectations. But as soon as she started singing on it, we were both, me and Reese, we were both kind of like a little overwhelmed and thought, wow, you know, there's really something there, you know. And that, to me, it's one of those few magical moments you get along in your musical career, and that was definitely one of them.
You can't see my eyes. You can't see my eyes.
lend themselves to certain singers, and you know, great singers are only inspired by if the song is good enough for them, you know, and so it goes. You know, you have a wish list, and on the wish
list... Did you have any wish list?
Of course, we always have a wish list. Well, I don't really want to say, but you know, then you have your reality list. There's certain artists that you want that you know you'll never get. I don't like to name drop, you know, like as far as a wish list, because it sounds kind of, to me, almost a little pretentious, you know, to sit there and go, well, I'd like to work with her and her and her. It's just kind of like, I know how there's a few people and I'd like to approach them quietly. And the really good singers, like I said, like, it's not about money or anything. They have to be inspired by what you do. And so there's definitely a few out there that, you know, I'd like to still approach. But I think if I say it, I'll ruin it. So that's why I'm just sort of like, you know what I mean?
Let the mystery remain.
Yeah. Thank you.
you so much.
I think the greatest songs are done in half an hour.
Yeah, that's, you know? That's happened to me many times in the studio where you start and finish a song. Like on my last, on my solo album that I've just been working on, one of the, my favorite songs is one that we just kind of started, and 3 hours later it was completely done, lyrics written, mixed, you know, just, it just happened so fast, it just came together. And but other times there's songs that are really great and they do take a lot of work.
Yeah.
So it can go either way, so I think.
Sometimes it can be an instrument, it can be a sample, it can be a voice, and sometimes it's just, a lot of times it's just, I come up with some chords and some ideas, and then I go to Reese, and then I put on the chords, and then he starts programming the track, and then once we have a bed track, then we'll approach the singer, and then, you know, if we want to add live strings, if we want to change things, but it kind of evolves as we go through, and it changes, even when you're mixing it, you know, like instruments get pulled out, things get changed, but usually it's one of those things, you know, like sometimes you hear something and it just inspires you, and like I heard something in a movie, an instrument, like not too long ago, and I thought, wow, this would be great for a track, and so now I found the artist that plays this particular instrument, which is very unusual, and I'm going to try and write a track around it. It's kind of ironic, the songs that I think are going to be good usually don't do it, and the ones that I don't care about.
That happens to me a lot too.
So I don't guess like that, you know. But
yeah.
But yeah, there's a feeling, there's a vibe. You know, if something sucks, right? You just stop doing it.
Yeah.
You go, okay, this
you
is
usually,
cheesy, right?
You usually just can't finish it. You, for some reason, I find anyway, I can't finish it. It's just not going anywhere, and you kind of have to just wipe the board and start over.
has so many artists and so many different tracks, but there is a kind of mood, maybe?
I think it has many moods, you know? There's bright happiness, there's, you know, kind of somber, there's just lush, beautiful sounds and, you know, great singers. And I would say that it has any one mood. I kind of feel like the last album, anyway, has many moods.
Yeah, I mean, I just really hope that it sort of enhances your surroundings and your environment when you put Delirium CD on. It's not about fashion. It's not, you know, we're not trying to make any statements. It's not about attitude, you know. It's just sort of a thing that I think you put on that makes you feel better about who you are and everything that is in front of you, you know, in a somber kind of way, because I hate commercial music in general, you know, so. And we've always tried to stay away from making fashion music because that's really scary, you know. So I think, I hope that Delirium is that thing, you know, that sort of more, a bit more timeless, a little not so trendy. This is unusual, right? As long as it doesn't sink, you know, we'll be okay. We'll be right back.
sadamia ranakalus. Igenidet mä piispen haluttaa mun ja majo on kittinen lovasu. Nem tudja ki volt ez az ember, aki átugott a mikrocsinkon?
Hogy ne tudnám, csodálom, hogy nem méltóztatik ismerni. Ő a híres ördöglovas.
Sándor Móricz?
Igen.
Most már tiéd a ménes.
Világhírű lesz ez a ménes. Hadd legyen a magyar ma újra olyan, mint ezer éve.
Új ember érkezett a reformerek közé.
Kicsoda?
Gróf Sándor Móricz.
Ördöglovas. Ma délután az M1-en.
Tegnap délután repülőgép szerencsétlenség áldozata lett.
Lehet, hogy te leszel az új főnök.
Még nem született semmilyen döntés.
A Vivi és a Kárszák család érdekei mindig is összefonódtak.
Jó estét!
Nekem viszonyom van Andy-vel.
Viszonyom van Erikkel.
Neked azt kell tükrözned, amit a röpirataid és a programod.
Nem szimpi ez a pasi. Te rá fogsz szavazni?
Csak a piszkos szex ügyed érdekel, az nem, hogy mit írok a családodról.
Holnap nálam
megmutatom a fotókat és üzletet kötünk.
Roger Dátré eltűnik.
A Karvaj csendje. Vadonatúj francia sorozat. Ma 20 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
Hol a lány? Nyoma veszett.
És ha ő felsége azzal a lánnyal találkozik?
Tudod te, milyen régóta keresnek?
Dongi bizonyára még nagyobb veszélyben lesz a fővárosban. Itt a bizonyíték, a királyi kincstár visszaéléseiről.
Az igazságot nem lesz olyan könnyű felfedni.
Egy mindannyiunk sorsát eldöntő összecsapás lesz.
A királyi ház titkai. A sorozat folytatódik hétfőn az M1-en.
Mérgező hulladékok. Ez ügyben nyomozott a papát. Én emlékszem ám a maga újságíró apjára.
Anya és lánya együtt nyomoz.
Hatalmas pénzekről van szó, és fantom cégek falasztak az egész ügyletnek.
Egyre mélyebb titkok kerülnek napvilágra.
Védó Szálesz és Berti felügyelő együtt voltak a titkosszolgálatnál.
Martina!
Halálos veszélyben vannak.
Kilőtte le! Beszélj már!
Bízzál bennem. Hétfőn 21 óra 40 perckor az M1-en.
Írtó szeretném látni a fiadat. Ő az orvos?
Igen, agysebész.
Ma reggel megöltem egy embert.
Mit csináltál?
Egy műtétet. Magzatelhajtás.
A testvéreid között benned van a legtöbb rossz, és legtöbb jó.
Te hülye állat! Hogy tehettél ilyet?
Örökre eltiltunk az orvosi pályát.
Imre bácsi, nem vagy te nagyobb ember a fiadnál?
Törőcsik Mari, Páger Antal és Pálos György főszereplésével. Elveszett paradicsom. Kedden 21 óra 40 perckor az M1-en.